Earlier this month, the 1990 Geraldine R. Dodge Poetry Festival brought together poets and poetry lovers from around the country for readings and workshops at Waterloo Village in New Jersey. Pulitzer Prize-winning poet Maxine Kumin was one of the participants. Kumin lives on a farm in New Hampshire and takes much of her inspiration from nature. Here's a recording of Maxine Kumin reading one of her poems at the Dodge Festival.
I'd like to start tonight by reading a found poem. One that I really had very little to do with the writing of, although I did, the ending is mine. But almost all the language of this poem was found in a pamphlet published by the Canadian Minister of the Environment, and it's handed out in all of the provincial parks of the Canadian Northwest. The title of the pamphlet and the title of the poem are the same. It is, "You Are in Bear Country." They've been here for thousands of years. You're the visitor. Avoid encounters. Think ahead. Keep clear of berry patches, garbage dumps, carcasses. On woods walks, bring noisemakers, bells, clap hands along the trail or sing. But in dense bush or by running water, bear may not hear your clatter. Whatever else, don't whistle. Whistling is thought by some to imitate the sounds bears make when they mate. You need to know there are two kinds, Ursus arctus horribilis, or grizzly, and Ursus americanus, the smaller black, said to be somewhat less likely to attack. Alas, a small horribilis is difficult to distinguish from a large americanus. Although there is no guaranteed life-saving way to deal with an aggressive bear, some ploys have proved more successful than others. Running's a poor choice. Bear can outrun a racehorse. Once you're face to face, speak softly. Take off your pack and set it down to distract the grizzly. Meanwhile, back slowly toward a large, sparsely branched tree. But remember, black bears are agile climbers, in which case a tree may not offer escape. As a last resort, you can play dead. Drop to the ground face down. In this case, wearing your pack may shield your body from attack. Courage, lie still. Sometimes your bear may veer away. If not, bears have been known to inflict only minor injuries upon the prone. Is death by bear to be preferred to death by bomb? Under these extenuating circumstances, your mind may make absurd leaps. The answer's yes. Come on in. Cherish your wilderness.
Maxine Kumin reading earlier this month at the Geraldine R. Dodge Poetry Festival. Her latest collection of poems, Nurture, is published by Viking.